next kina yud aleph is kina begins the pasuk from Divrei Hayomim, Hayukainen Yirmiyo al Yeshiyo, which means that technically this would be the first kina ever written on the Churban. Most of the kinnas we know were written by Rav Eliezer Kaller, and others who came later, but this was written mamish by Yirmiyo HaNavi. As a matter of fact, it was really written before the Churban actually happened. We know how Yeshaya came to Chizkiyo HaMelech. Chizkiyo HaMelech had created a tremendous tshuva movement within Klal Yisrael after many years of tremendous Avodah Zarah. And Chizkiyo was very sick. Yeshaya HaNavi told him that you're going to die because you did not keep the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said to get married, have children, and you refused. Chizkiyo said, I see that I'm going to have a terrible son coming out of me. I don't want that to happen to Klal Yisrael. That's not our Shayo Taina, that's not for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, not us. And Chizkiyo used his kayach of tefillah, and he was able to be Mvatel Gzera, and he married Shayo's daughter, and together they had a son. They had Menashe HaMelech. Menashe did not leave one mountain in Eretz Yisrael without an Avodah Zarah. The first part of his kingdom, his years as a king, he brought Klal Yisrael to a tremendously low level. Afterwards, he did do tshuva, but a lot of damage had been done. When he passed away, his son Amon became king. He lasted for 2 years, and they killed him, and he had an 8-year-old son. Son Yoshio, he had never even seen the Sefer Torah. Chilkiyo, the father of Yirmiyo, was doing construction. He was doing some renovations in the Beis HaMikdash, and they found the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah had been written, I think, by Ezra, or maybe it even came from Moshe Rabbeinu. It wasn't Ezra. Okay, it was from Moshe Rabbeinu, and they opened it up, and it was the Teichacha. The Pasuk says in Dvarim, Yoylech Hashem Oyscha Ve'es Malkecha. Hashem's going to take you and your king and bring you into Golos. When Yoshio saw this Pasuk, he was so inspired and so shocked by the Nevuah in front of him that he totally turned around Klal Yisrael. The kina starts off in Shmoina Shana Heichal Lidrei Shmei Leikov. It was at 8 years old that he began to search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then this happened, like Kom Kamayu Miyamay Savigdor. There was such a tremendous tshuva movement in Klal Yisrael. There was no one as great as him since Moshe Rabbeinu. He was very successful. And most of Klal Yisrael turned away from the Avodah Zarah, and they were inspired to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. But Davak Bai Chet Leitzanei Hadar. There was still Leitzanei Hadar. There were lowlives. Asher Kamu Achrei Adeles Listar. They were able to, behind the back of the doors, they stuck Avodah Zarah. They put one half on one side, one half on the other side, so when Yeshio's inspectors came, they couldn't see anything. But overall, Klal Yisrael was holding at a very high level. It was a king. Parai from Mitzrayim wanted to go and attack nations north of Klal Yisrael, and he wanted to pass through. Yeshio knew that there's a nevuah that says that cherev leisaver ba'artzachem, a sword can never pass through you if you're holding on the Torah. Our enemies can't touch us. They can't even walk through our country. Yirmiyo told him, no, you don't realize. Ki gezeira nigzera l'sachzech Mitzrayim b'Mitzrayim. There was another nevuah, a nevuah from Yeshaya, that Mitzrayim is going to have to fight Mitzrayim. And don't get in the way, let them go. But Yoshio couldn't fathom that Klal Yisrael wasn't really holding where they were, where he thought they were. And he went to war against Paro and his army. Chetz achar chetz, morim v'loichatzim. They sent arrow after arrow, and they finally found him in the midst of battle. 300 arrows they shot into him. Kalim hitu achar av oizen moitzepiu. Yirmiyo was there, and he ran over to him. He heard his dying words. Ruach sefasov hiftzo mipiu. Tzadik hu Hashem. Kimarisi piu. It is Hashem who is righteous, for I have disobeyed his utterance. The reason why this is a kinnah, even though the churban didn't happen, was because Klal Yisrael had an opportunity. Yoshio had created such an amazing Baal Tshuva movement within Klal Yisrael that there was a possibility that the churban would be pushed off. It wouldn't happen. But because he couldn't be mekabel, the words of the Navi, the words of the Chachmei Yisrael, so we had the churban. Same thing happened in Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni, we know how there was a conflict between the Biryonim and the more modern people in Klal Yisrael and the Chachamim. And we technically could have held out. Klal Yisrael had enough food to last for 21 years. We hadn't, we don't have the same wall, but there was a pretty stark wall around Yerushalayim. And we were protected. The Romans were never going to stay for that long. But then people decided that the Chachamim don't know what they're talking about. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wanted to make peace. We could hold this out. And other factions felt, no, we got to take them on. We got to show them who's in charge. And they burnt up the storehouses, and eventually Klal Yisrael, because of starvation, the war couldn't go on. We're still suffering. Not so long ago, there was a situation in Eretz Yisrael. I remember it was going back 2-3 years ago. People have questioned the decisions, the political decisions of our great Gedolim. And in order to set things straight, there was a kenes held in one of the big halls in Yerushalayim. Reb Chaim Kanievsky came with Reb Aaron Leib Steinman, Shlita. They came to address everyone from Yerushalayim. Reb Chaim doesn't speak in public usually. Everyone knows he's not a man of a lot of words. When people ask him questions, it's usually like a one word, maybe one line. And Reb Chaim got up, standing right next to Reb Aaron Leib Shlita. And he said, when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his neshama. And he took that neshama and put it into the G'dayle HaDor of every single generation. Reb Aaron Leib has Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama. Moshe Rabbeinu also had people questioning him. And Klal Yisrael doesn't seem to learn. We seem to think the Gedolim tell us things, and that's their opinion. And Tisha B'Av, we know, is a time, as the Rosh Hashivas pointed out, it's a time to look into ourselves. It's a time that we have to really try and get on the right path so that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur will be that Gan Eden. And the way we connect to them the way we connect to those Yamim Tovim is by trying to fix up the problems right now. L'chaira, one of our biggest problems is that we have to work on being mekabel. Being mekabel our Rabbeim, being mekabel our Rabbonim and our Gedolim. And sometimes the things they tell us are not so comfortable. But they know, they understand, they're the Enei Aida, they understand what Klal Yisrael needs. It's Hashem, we should be able to work on ourselves and see the Gula.